Hi, my name is Jeff Pagano, and welcome to the Harpin' on Rugby Preview Show. And joining me to look ahead to Leinster's trip to Belfast is someone making his 83rd pod appearance. Welcome back to Mr. Neil Keogh Keegan.
How are we? Summer was here for 48 hours. It's winter here in Bray. I hope all is well.
I know you can't. It's literally changing by the hour at this stage. But listen, let's first have a quick look at what happened at the RDS last weekend. A big win over the Ospreys.
Yeah, I went better than I think we spoke about last week. They seem to be firing. They seem to be comfortable. They seem to be happy. Not a lot coming back. I know Welsh teams are struggling everywhere. It's interesting. Some people look at it as the only thing they can control is what happens on the pitch when the whistle goes. And that's where some of them seem to falter a wee bit. So it was a good run out. Good to see the team, a strong team named. And you know, we kind of move into this week, which is the confusing week.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like it wasn't it was plain sailing all the way through. I mean, we jumped out to an early lead, and then they negated that pretty quickly. But we managed to find a second win from there, and then once the tries really started flowing in the second half, so it was a good evening all around at the RDS. Okay, so now it's time to look at our feature match of this week, which is of course Ulster v Leinster in round 17 of the 2023-24 BKT United Rugby Championship, taking place at the Kingspan Stadium on Saturday, May the 18th, kicking off at 7:35 p.m. TV coverage in Ireland is on TG Cahir, Premier Sports, and URC.TV. And as ever, you'll find the full listings for the weekend over at harpinandrugby.com. Just click the Rugby on TV tab. Leinster named their match day, squad, and lunchtime on Friday. If you're watching on YouTube, it should be right there in the screen. Or for pod listeners, it's in the program notes. Nikigo has picked out a few points based on this selection, starting with what he's calling a rest week.
Yeah, and I know how disrespectful that sounds, and that's not the way I mean it. But I think when every Leinster fan saw the team being named, we kind of did a little bit of this, and we're kind of going, what is the plan? You know, we obviously trust the management team. They know what they're doing. We pay for the jerseys. They're given the jerseys on merit. So you kind of look at it and go, well, do we want? We were saying last week that we want the as many of the starting 15 and the 23 and total bruised up and not battered, but bruised up and calloused up ahead of the final. And last week was part of that. Last weekend was part of that. And then this week, we kind of look at the name. And obviously, Ryan being back, which we'll talk about in a sec, which is brilliant. Absolutely, we really need that, especially what we were talking about the second row last week. But then you kind of look at the rest of the squad, and there is a lot of players who are, phrasing here, fringe players kicking off. And like Kingspan, Ravenhill is not the easiest place to go with at the best of times. And I think when the Ulster support saw that team named earlier a few minutes ago, I'd say if it's not sold out, the tickets are starting to get picked up pretty quick, because they, much like we say a lot of weeks here, this is a shot that Ulster can, they've named a strong team. They're there to, they fancy it now, you know? So yeah, it's going to be interesting to see. Obviously we want Ryan to get through it unscathed. Jack Conan starts, which is great. I don't know how many starts he's had over the last two seasons. That's great. Charlie coming back in, after an injury. Rob Russell starts. Jimmy O'Brien starts at 13, which is interesting. The two O'Briens there, 13-14, which is interesting. And Keenan in there again to get calloused up, which is great. I have no idea what's going on anymore, Jeff.
Yeah, it was an interesting selection, all right. I mean, you're right about what the atmosphere is going to be like on Saturday night. The great 16th man up there in Belfast, for sure. Yeah, when I was looking, we always try to work out what the team's going to be, and the position I was stuck on was 13, because we found out during the week that Liam Turner was out for a while. You know that they're probably, it's touch, still seems to be touch and go. I guess we have to assume Gary Ringrose won't be ready for the final maybe hopefully after that, soon after that. But so they probably want to hold on to Henshaw and Osborne for next week. So who would play 13? I thought it might be Tommy O'Brien. He's more than well able to do it. But Jimmy O'Brien makes for a fascinating trio there of Harry Byrne, Nate, and himself, because they're all creative players, and they can do kick passes. They can interchange positions. They can do all sorts. So there's a lot of attacking options there. But like you say, it's not the elite squad for sure. I mean, apart from obviously Hugo Keane, and great to see him back as well. in 15. You almost think he was always there, kind of thing. And he's not the type of player as well you put on the bench either. He's either starting or he's not. There's definitely a lot to talk about there for sure. So your second point, you want to talk about Mr. Ryan some more.
Yeah, it's absolutely brilliant. And, you know, the injury he had was fairly devastating from what I was reading. So it's great to see him back. And it's great to see him not, you know, he's starting. It's not like, okay, we'll bring you on in 50 minutes and give you 20. He is starting. He's demanded to start. He's got the armband on. And I do feel that there's two distinct periods in his career. There's the start where, do you remember he went 2 years without losing a game or something like that? And then there was a tiny injury started creeping in because he was playing so much. And then last season, the kind of the anger mixed with the skill, mixed with the leadership, and he was getting back past to where he was. And then another injury hits. We need him in the second row. We need this angry Ryan that we have. He seems like such a lovely bloke, but he started to get that kind of elastic band around the Leroy D, and he's angry, which is great, which is what we need to see. So we need to see a lot of time out of him tomorrow night, and we need to see him be his combative, skillful, line-out best. But yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing him.
Yeah, I mean, we all remember he was putting in one hell of a shift in the final last year. So it's perfect timing for him to come back and hopefully maybe finish what he started next weekend, fingers crossed, in London. But we'll see how he gets through this one first. Yeah. And like you say, it's good to see him back starting and in the armband. Okay, so now it's time to have a quick look at the Ulster lineup. Now, they currently sit sixth in the URC, still not guaranteed a top eight spot. And of course, having won at the RDS on New Year's Day, they're still well in the hunt for the Irish Shield, which this season will be awarded purely on the Interpro results. So if that's what you're into, that's worth talking about, I guess. Now, after their good news during the week when they appointed Richie Murphy to the head coach's job permanently, they proceeded to have an absolute stinker of an injury update with Sean Raphael, Ian Henderson, James Hume, Luke Marshall, Rob Balakoon, Marty Moore, Jake Flannery, Ben Moxham, Callum Reid. Sounds like a Billy Joel song. We didn't start the fire. They all ruled out. But even with that, there's plenty to hurt us in that match day 23, Giga.
100%. And as soon as we saw the two squads, I don't know about you, but I jumped straight to the midfield. I love McCluskey. I think he's and Alisson as well. But McCluskey is just the worst timing of any Irish player. There was an article up during the week about how we were always looking for a replacement for Darcy. All of a sudden, McCluskey comes along who takes the Darcy mould, adds in a little bit. Again, injuries have scuppered him a wee bit too, but he's going to fancy a shot now at this Leinster, let's say Irish midfield, Leinster midfield. And that's without being disrespectful to anyone. And Will Addison as well. I think they do fancy a shot, and I do think they will take square aim at that. I think their second row looks pretty good as well. You know, I do think, as we always say, the second row is kind of where people will aim at Leinster. And I do think they'll try to get him this week. Maybe put Ryan under a bit of pressure. You know, he's new back. Maybe get him blown a bit of wind early on. Get him attacking as many rooks as they can get him to attack, and test the wind early on. But I love that Ulster midfield, and I do think, you know, it'll be a great battle, great test for Jimmy O'Brien, because he's going in there against two smooth operators. Charlie, when he's on, but I think Jimmy's the player who we're looking at for next week. Who, you know, there's kind of that 23 spot is Frawley, O'Brien. There's a couple of players there. And so if he can do a good shift today against that 12 and 13 of Ulster, that'd be a great feather in his cap. But it's going to be great to watch, as we always say.
Yeah, I mean, like I just spoke about the attacking possibilities for a combination, but obviously there's a flip side for that. We've got to keep our defensive shape. It's very very important to all Leinster do. And like you say, that's a first time combination for this season playing in the midfield for Leinster. So they're going up two strong opponents there. So lot to be worried about there for sure. And that goes right through the team. They have a good back row as well. And McCann's been ripping it up the season for Ulster. And Timoney always has a good game against us as well. And of course, don't forget the old Lurgan chip from Jacob Stockdale up the wing. He's been doing a few of them lately as well. So there's a lot of ways Ulster can hurt us for sure. It's going to be an interesting battle. Okay, so now we're going to have a quick look at the officials. It's an Italian referee, Andrea Piardi, with all the rest of the officials officials from Ireland. The weather for Belfast on Saturday evening, it's promises to be clear. I'll believe that when I see it. It's always raining in Ravenhill is what they usually say. But for the moment, as we speak, it's clear. Not much chance of rain, not much wind. So that sounds like good conditions, so fingers crossed. Now for a quick look at some of the other rugby going on. There's lots of important matches in the latest round of the URC, but one of them is in the Scottish capital on Friday evening between Edinburgh and Munster, with Ben Healy facing his old pals. Should be interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. And listen, this will be the one week I'm not starting an argument with our Munster brothers and sisters. They're on a roll. They're doing well. They're firing. Their injury profile is manageable. And they kind of come good at the end of the year, as sometimes they're known to do. I think they are rolling. I think they're doing well. They fancy every game, which is not a regular thing between the years for Munster. Maybe that's where I start the argument with people. But no, they sometimes think themselves out of it, whereas I feel they're not thinking. They're in flow state at the moment. And I think if they can keep that going, you know, they'll be there or thereabouts at the end of the year.
Absolutely. And just looking at the Edinburgh lineup, I mean, it's a team from a capital city with co-captains and most of their country's test team. I thought that was just Leinster who were supposed to be doing that. But it's a strong lineup now. Duhan van der Meer and all in their team. It's going to be an interesting battle. Edinburgh is still in the playoff hunt as well. So that'd be a good game for a Friday evening. So we'll definitely be checking that one out. Okay, so now it's head on the block time, Keigo. How do you see things working out at the Kingspan?
I need my season to turn around. I need to get this jersey out of my house. Okay, so I've done my pick.
Yeah, that's a possibility. Yeah, I can see that happening at this stage.
I'm kind of thinking of just breaking that whole. I'm gonna break the internet. But no, look, I think it's heart and head as usual. But I'm gonna go with my heart. I'm gonna think there's gonna be something that happens that the lads are gonna go behind early and come back. I think it's gonna be two kicks. I think it's three kicks. Or sorry, 3 points by two. It's a six-point game. Sorry, not enough copy. Leinster by six.
Yeah, I would say the with all that injury news I saw from during the week, I really thought that the bookies were going to have Leinster by more. But at the time of when I checked just before we started recording, there was just a 1 point win for Leinster. So but I mean, you know, even whatever they said, even if they did say a big win, I thought it was going to be close and it could be just a kick or something like that in it. So I probably agree with you there. Okay, listen, we're going to leave it there, man. Many thanks for joining us again. What stand-up gigs do you have lined up?
Tonight, as we speak, I'm headed to beautiful Kells in County Meath. Friday night in Kells. It's not just a film that you accidentally downloaded back in the day. It's actually going to happen tonight. So it should be a bit of crack.
Definitely. And of course, you'll find all those links in the program notes. Cheers, man. Have a great weekend. Hope to see you soon.
Cheers.
And many thanks to you all for checking out our latest preview show. If you can also tune into Dublin South 93.9 FM around 5 p.m. on Friday for our Harp and Rugby segment, then be sure to enjoy the match wherever you are. You can follow us on all the usual social media channels. We will, of course, have a wrap pod for you this week, recording on Sunday evening. So hopefully you help us out by liking, sharing, and subscribing. In the meantime, stay safe, everyone. Slán.